Random thought. Is America ready for a legitimate third political party? And I ask this because, you know, a lot of people are always talking about we need more than just a two-party system. And there are actually more parties out there. They're just really not that strong. But then you've got these former Republicans and Democrats coming together. You've got, let's see, it's Andrew Yang. Remember him? Yeah. When he was a Democratic political candidate, also ran for New York mayor. You have David Jolly and then Christine Todd Whitman. And so they formed this party. They brought together three of their individual movements and created one party, the Forward Party. And they go, not left, not right, forward. I like that slogan. That slogan's actually pretty dope. Not left, not right, forward.
It sounds great. Sounds amazing.
It does.
But it's not going to work. And I think, do we need a third party? Yes, I would totally agree with that. The problem is that so many people are so far right and so far left. It's almost as if this third party would have to do something similar to what the GOP did. So it started with the Tea Party. And then over time, that Tea Party evolved into this, what we have now in the GOP. You need someone that can start way back when and be able to get us there. So it might not be the 2024 election, but if they start putting in work now and get to 28, because I like what they said, is that majority of people, regardless of party, believe the same things and want the same things. You know, but it's this little stuff about, you know, and the big thing is really abortion and gun rights. Like, those are the two big things that are just dividing the group. So I'm curious to see what they want to do. But do I see in 2024, we're going to have some senators and congressmen that are part of the Forward Party? No.
But then here's the thing. Why not? Because if you think about it, the Democratic Party has gone all the way to the left. The Republican Party has gone all the way to the right. And then you have some reasonable people who are like in the middle, who are going, you know what? I'm independent because I'm not, I'm conservative about some shit and I'm liberal about some shit, right? Going back to the great philosopher Christopher Rockenstein. But what?
Every time, every week, we gotta.
I'm just saying.
But, is he a sponsor? I didn't know he was a sponsor.
They're sitting right in the middle. And that's what they're saying. It's like, we're not really left, right. Like you said, they're not left or right. They're in the middle, forward. some of the things they're looking at, issues like including guns, climate change, and abortion. But they'll also advocate for ranked choice voting, open primaries, the end of gerrymandering. We definitely need the end of gerrymandering. Mm-hmm. Gerrymandering is the GOP's secret weapon, or should I say not so secret weapon, that's not going anywhere unless somebody else takes over and somebody grows some balls. Maybe the Forward Party can. And nationwide protection for voting rights. There's nothing they've said so far that makes me go, I don't like this. And I think, and you're right, 2024, will they make noise? No, but they're putting in the work now. They're doing a convention next summer. They could be ready for 2028, but that's the key thing. You've had the Green Party. You've had a couple of these other, the Libertarian Party. You've had all these other things, but they've never really been strong enough. Mm-hmm. And is this what's needed in this political climate where everybody's so politically divided that who gets to win is the majority in the middle? Because I don't believe the majority of Americans are that far left and that far right. Now, there are a few nutcases out there, and there are quite a few, but the majority, I think, is still in the middle.
Well, it's almost what you described. It reminded me of the beginning of a Bone Thugs video. We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those thugs.
We are against those thugs.
And so that's just what I took away from what you just said. And I think that you're right. The things that they stand for make a lot of sense. And if you really just look at a website, the things that the Republican Party stands for make sense. The things that the Democratic Party stands for make sense. The challenge is that you're not going to find many voters who are 100% one or the other. There's little bits of things that we like. And you think about where we are with policies, that's going to determine it. I think that's the challenge that the Forward Party is going to have, is you got to make enough noise. And once you get the noise, you just got to take it. And I think that's what the GOP has shown us over the last 8 years, It's like, no, you just take it. You don't be like the Democrats and try to, like, you know, reach across the aisle. Please, would y'all come on? The GOP is like, yeah, we don't have to reach across anything. Here's what we're doing. Yeah,
exactly.
And I think if the forward party, if you're gonna get into this game, you got to have that mindset that if you're able to get in and get some traction, you got to bulldoze your way into it. And I just don't see Andrew Yang being a part of the bulldozing party.
Let's be honest. What they're going to need is a superstar, okay?
Right.
Let's be honest. In order for this thing to move, excuse this pun, forward, but in order for this to happen, they're going to need somebody who actually people care what they're saying, right? Now, follow me now. What if your guy, Mr. All Right, All Right, All Right.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing. I said Matthew McConaughey or George Clooney.
Here's my other one. Why not? If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Come on.
Matthew McConaughey and The Rock. What? We had Trump as president.
Come on.
Okay? What? What?
It's off the rails if we wind up getting The Rock, a wrestler, as president.
We had a wrestler that was governor.
That's different than president. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor. Are any of us impressed? No. But president?
Ronald Reagan was president.
Well, he did some things, Reaganomics. You know.
Yeah, they weren't good things. Let's stop sugarcoating what Reagan did. What he did was not good.
True, but I just don't think The Rock would be that. But I think a Clooney McConaughey ticket leading the forward party. Actually, I would have to say either a McConaughey and Yang ticket.
I'm about to say, because what's up with all these white men you got on this ticket? I mean, this is exactly what we've been trying to get against.
Well, I'm just thinking of like polarizing names. You said someone popular, someone polarizing. You know, it's not going to be Idris Elba. You know, he's not from here. So, polarizing person, I thought Clooney or McConaughey, but then I think you need to have someone with a political background, and so I think Yang is not presidential. I mean, he technically is. I just don't think he would get the ticket. But
no.
McConaughey, Yang, that could be interesting.
Could be. I mean, I'd even go, well, yeah. I mean, because again, like I said, you need stars. You need somebody with a name that's going to be able to push this party forward. And even if, again, no pun intended. it's what's going to be needed, even if it's just for the next election, just so they can start making noise and get people to notice. Because nobody's going to pay attention, so you need to make noise. So to your point, it's don't come in and just tiptoe around like the Democrats do. You got to come and bulldoze it like the Republicans. So come in with their charge, but with your thought process. And who knows, man? We could be going forward.
What about a Yang and Cardi B ticket? Is that enough to take us forward?
And I think now Matthew McConaughey and Cardi, let's go.
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, Megan Thee Stallion. Look, I tell you what, those debates would be a little different.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, like this one. Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 94. Be sure to like, subscribe, definitely leave a comment.
I was so excited the last couple of weeks because of the World Championships in Oregon. And I never really paid much attention to Oregon, but track and field made me pay a lot of attention to Oregon recently, just because, remember, the Prefontaine Classic last year was in Oregon, and then they had the Nationals this year in Oregon, and then here the World Championships were in Oregon, and a lot of great things happening there, especially for the U.S. women in the relays.
What I thought was cool, because I've been to Eugene, Oregon, and so I was like, wow, this is a place I've actually been. And it's beautiful out there, but there's not shit in Eugene, Oregon. So I'm sure the residents of Eugene, Oregon, very appreciative to have the world champions there so they can all make some money out the deal. But, you know, I'm not as into track and field as you are.
Right.
But I tend to pay attention towards like Olympics, World Championship. Mm-hmm. And Jamaica has just been so dominant that to see the U.S. women's team this year, where not only did they take the 4x100, but they also took the 4x4. But then you have the other individual stories. You have Sydney McLaughlin on the 400-meter hurdles. And watching her run that, I was like, goodness. Like, she made that look easy. And another world record.
You know what's so amazing about that run, though, right? It's the fact that, so it's her and Dalila Muhammad. And between the two of them, they have the last five world records. Dalila Muhammad had the first two of them. And then last year in the Olympics, Sydney McLaughlin set the world record, right? Mm-hmm. Then it comes down to, I think it was nationals. She broke the world record again in nationals and then come to the world championships and she breaks her own world record again. I mean, Sydney McLaughlin is on a tear. And for her, especially even this year, you know, she got married this year. She's having one hell of a year. And to see her go in and anchor the 4x4 and everybody and be the only female to run under 43 seconds, it was amazing. It has people saying, okay, now that's great. Now you need to go ahead and just run the 400 and move the hurdles out the way. Let's see what you can really do. I ran the 400 in high school, and I struggled to get under a minute, okay? There was no way I was making it to any nationals or world championships. It wasn't going to happen, okay?
I think I ran the 400 once in high school and once. And that monkey jumped on my back that last 200 where I felt like I was just going in slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrible. But watching her do that run is phenomenal. I would love to see her run the 400 without the hurdles. But then also, don't forget Abby Steiner.
It was under 48 seconds, not 43, because the 43 was, that was the men's. That was the guy who ran the 42.9. Sydney ran a 47.9. Still way faster than anything I've ever done. She would have left. I would have been coming behind, about 100 meters behind.
But Abby Steiner, you know, out of, Kentucky?
Yeah.
She, a phenomenal sprinter. I've watched some of her races because I've just heard the noise. And so you go on YouTube and you see some of these races. I'm like, this girl can freaking run. I saw this 100 where she walked everybody down and won. But in her own individual races, she didn't win.
No, she got smoked, especially in the 200. Yeah. She came in fifth in the 200, but she stepped up when was needed.
Yes, exactly. So she got into the 4x100 and the 4x4 and did a phenomenal race. Even that her run in the 4x4, she was the second leg, and she had a pretty strong second leg. And then who she handed off to is the one that was just like, all right, beep, beep, shoo, took off. And she was amazing. So just kudos to the U.S. women and representing us in track, because Jamaica has been, and Jamaica is still set up to be dominant for at least the next 8 years in track and field.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jamaica is set. Jamaica took the sweep in the women's 100 meters and the women's 200 meters. Jamaican sprinters are there. Whatever, they had a couple bad handoffs in the 4x100, and they were still right there with the U.S. women. But the U.S. women were strong. It doesn't matter how fast your splits are in the 4x100. The handoffs are so vital that it's 1/10 of a second will cost you the entire race on one handoff. Yep. And that's the beauty of, and they talk about it during the race, that's the beauty of the 4x100. That's why I love track and field, man. I mean, It's just one of those amazing things to watch. And then you had the U.S. men who actually showed up and showed out. They didn't win the relay. They lost to Canada in the 4x1. They won the 4x4. But individually, the men took that 100-meter sweep and the 200-meter sweep. Because the big news going into this one, into the World Championships, was Noah Lyles versus the young guy, Arian Knighton, and the 200 meters. Now, Noah Lyles is not old. Let's just make that very clear. He is not old.
No.
So these two are going to be battling for years to come, and this is what track and field needs. And Noah Lyles set the new American record, breaking Michael Johnson's old record. Track and field, looks bright, and I'm excited to see it because I love me some good track and field. And you know who's missing?
Who?
Miss Sha'Carri Richardson. I feel like Abby
Yo
Steiner,
girl.
I think Abby Steiner took her shine.
Yeah, I'm gonna call Sha'Carri Richardson your girl because you're the one that brought her to my attention the very first set.
Yeah.
And then the whole weed thing, we talked about it on the show. Mm-hmm. And then she came back talking shit and said that she was gonna be in the world and got smoked.
Well, you know, so remember when she came back in the last year in the Prefontaine Classic, and she had a lot to say.
This is one race. I'm not done. You know what I'm capable of. Count me out if you want to. Talk all the shit you want, because I'm here to stay. I'm not done. I'm the sixth fastest woman in this game ever. Yeah. And can't nobody ever take that from me.
Yeah, well, you know, records are made to be broken, and that's really not a record saying you're the sixth fastest, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. It's like, when I hear that, I could tell that she's, if this was in the streets, not on camera, it's like someone's about to get their ass whooped. She's talking and laughing. I'm not done. If you can count me out if you want to, I'm the sixth fastest woman in the world. Can't nobody take that.
You know, the thing about Sha'Carri too, man, what gets her is she talked, I mean, you can like that bravado, but you got to back it up. But instead, she keeps that, she lost in the Nationals. Y'all need to be respectful of athletes and like, yo, talk that shit when you win. When you lose, be humble and say, congratulations to everybody else. You know, they ran a better race, better luck next time. But no, she's back in on her stuff. To all who it may concern, don't ask where I'm at if you're not signing my checks. All right. Back on Twitter, talking her shit again, right? I like what somebody said, though. You told us where you were going and no showed. And they're referring to her tweet from last year, where she said, I'm sorry I can't be y'all Olympic champ this year, but I promise I'll be your world champ next year. Just a little miss right there.
I mean, hey, I like the confidence. Of course, if you got to bet at anybody, bet on yourself.
Yeah.
Always. So I totally respect that. But yes, she makes herself look bad by talking trash and not backing it up. And majority of great athletes, whether they're sprinters, whether they're boxers, whether they're basketball players, football players, when they talk trash, it's when they back it up, is when everybody's like, yep. But you just can't get there talking trash and you don't produce.
Yeah, she has not produced. I mean, her hype, we talked about this just recently, a couple episodes ago, that, you know, is Sha'Carri Richardson done? And honestly, I think her 15 minutes are up. Now, she is young, so she does have that. She does have time to kind of get there. But as you see, who else is there? There's so many other young, strong American sprinters that the U.S. track team doesn't need her. I mean, yeah, you got that little bit of fame, but you didn't handle it well, and it's been a downward spiral ever since.
So, do you think she has a Randy Moss complex? And what I mean by that is, you heard a lot of greats talk about Randy Moss, how Randy Moss didn't really have to practice. He didn't have to work out. He was just a natural athletic talent. And do you think maybe Sha'Carri's that way, and that's got her where she's at?
No.
Well, got her to her 15 minutes of fame, but not continuously putting in that work to constantly work on her craft to be better, that's what hinders her, because she was just depending on her natural ability?
No, because it's not like, here's the thing, if it was all about her natural ability, we would have heard about her before, okay? We heard about her one time, and they went, oh my God, this girl's going to go to this. You know how in boxing they're always looking for the great white hype? I call it the great white hype. It's really the great white hope, right? But you know how they were looking for that great white hope to take down these black heavyweight champions for a long time. Mm-hmm. And who is the next great white hope? And it wasn't going to happen. That's what America was looking for against the Jamaican sprinters. Usain Bolt retired, so they went, well, all right, we got a shot. At least in the men's side. But these women have not slowed down. So we need, who is the next American hope to win gold in the sprints, in the 100 meter and the 200 meters. Mm-hmm. And Sha'Carri was supposed to be that going into the Olympics. Remember, because she had best time of the year going in. And of course, then she didn't make it. But even if she was there, her time wouldn't have held up. And I don't think she would have won. But the excitement around it would have been there. So it's not that she doesn't need to practice. Can't give it a Randy Moss complex because Randy Moss delivered every damn time. He went out on the field. If he did like this, throw him the goddamn ball because he's going to catch it. It was really just that simple. She has yet to prove that. She won, talked trash, but then when she got this, she couldn't compete. She talked trash about her own teammates. Mm. Yeah, it's not the same. I'm sorry. Her time's done.
Well, then her time is up. You know, hope she had fun. Maybe she can go sell cars.
Dang, talk all the shit you want to. I'll be back. We got actually, thanks to you guys, we got our first sponsor because this episode of the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast brought to you by Zippix Toothpicks. Zippix brings you a totally satisfying, convenient, and flavorful way to curb cravings, get a boost of energy, or simply relax at the end of your day. Remember all those ways you tried to quit smoking before? Well, now there's an easier, cheaper, less messy, and more subtle way to curb your cravings with Zippix Toothpicks. The best part about Zippix is that you really can use them just about anywhere. With 2 milligrams per pick and some 3 milligram options, Zippix Toothpicks are long-lasting, extremely affordable, and available in 6 delicious flavor choices.
You know, when all the times I was trying to quit smoking, I wish I'd have had a product like this. I did the gums, I did the Alcep, I did the hypnosis CDs and stuff like that. And
wow.
Yeah, tried a lot. But these are actually really delicious. And I like the little packet that the container that you can put them into your pocket, travel with them everywhere. Mm-hmm. And as you said, you can put them, use them at home, at work, you know, at a restaurant. It's really inconspicuous and it tastes really delicious. The other thing that I like about it is the oral gratification. Because that's the thing, when I quit smoking, it was like I'm used to doing something with my hands. And this helped you with that.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with these. But these have amazing flavors that just keep us coming back to Zippix. And if you need a boost of energy, there's Zip Energy B12 and caffeine toothpicks. So you guys seen us use Zippix on the podcast. Now it's time for you to find out for yourself.
Yeah, go to ZippixToothpicks.com today. Use the code RGRT to get 10% off your order. That's ZippixToothpicks.com. Promo code RGRT. Must be 18 or older to purchase. Zip more, smoke less with Zippix Toothpicks. Get them for yourself or get them for someone you love that you've been trying to get to quit smoking. Tell them, hey, just try this. I bet you I kiss you more. You want that special kiss? Here, try this.
You want that good? You need to try doing one of these or else you get some night. It's your birthday. You might want to do some Zippix instead of smoking because you know what's not happening.
Hey, now back to the show. You know, this has been an interesting saga that won't stop. The slap heard around the world. And finally, Will Smith addresses it. And I know the minute I saw that and addresses it and apologizes, I'm like, I know somebody who's not going to like this because you don't like the apology tour.
Nope. You did it. You meant it. Don't give me this. Oh, I was in. No. Bullshit. And I'm sure Chris feels the same way. When he tried to reach out to Chris's people, they're like, no, we're good. Because you meant it. You're only apologizing because of all the backlash you're getting. So forget it. I think Will Smith, the only way I could be good if that happened to me is I get to slap the shit out of you on live TV. And not like planned. It's going to be at some point over the next 5 years, I'm going to slap the shit out of you on live TV. You're not going to win, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, but I mean, let's be honest. Chris Rock smacking Will Smith, it's probably going to be like,
It might, but it'd make me feel better. It could be The Rock that has slapped me. If I can just sneak up, jump on a ladder, and smack him in the face, then great. It might not have hurt, but I feel better.
And it's interesting to me, though, that it took this long for him to do it. I mean, I know you don't like the apology, but I mean, in your world of no apology at all means that nobody would ever apologize for anything. And that's not how this world should work. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. Okay. So I'm glad he apologized. It's about 14 months too late, but I'm glad he apologized. I know it didn't happen 14 months ago, but still.
He apologized within a week mm-hmm. of it happening, but it was an online, like a, you know, right. Facebook post. But it wasn't like a personal, hey, Chris, can we talk? My bad. You know, but he doesn't mean it. I don't care what he said. Chris didn't say anything that bad to trigger you that much. And so he doesn't mean it. He's just doing it to try to like, wow, this really blew up. I thought I can go to India and just kind of lay low for a little bit. I guess not.
Yeah.
So now he's trying to do damage control.
But still, you don't think it can be sincere?
No, I think if you did something intentionally doing it, you won't accidentally walk 15, 20 feet and accidentally slap the shit out of somebody on live TV.
You knew in that moment, yes. So but after a moment of reflection, so self-reflection?
No, because I think you meant it.
There you go.
I just don't believe, I think you meant it. If you, oops, I got in a car accident, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit your car. Didn't see in my blind spot. Totally different. But if I go on a social media blitz talking trash about you, and then all of a sudden I'm like, hey, man, my bad. No, I meant all that shit that I said at that moment. I just lost a whole bunch of subscribers. And so I'm like, well, I need to apologize and make this right.
Using your logic, if somebody cheats,
uh-oh.
They can literally go immediately after, hey, baby, I'm sorry. I accidentally fell into something last night.
I'm just saying, don't apologize. You cheated. You meant to do it.
Just
talk about why you wanted to do it and like get into that. But don't apologize. You meant it.
All right. I hear you. You know, who should probably apologize is this other one that came in here at rgrtpod@gmail.com. When I saw where this happened, I went, okay, not surprised. Because it's on the Weather Channel, right? But it's not the Weather Channel that this mishap happened. You know, Weather Channel is owned by a black man, Byron Allen. And the local affiliate, because you know the local on the 8s. And the local on the 8s mm-hmm. said, for Des Moines, Iowa, said, well, here's your weather, N-words. And not the A-S, but the E-R-S. So it was a hard E-R.
That's how you know it wasn't a black dude that did it, because we had to put the A-S.
Well, it's also Iowa. There are not that many black dudes there.
Yeah. He was talking to the five other people, like, here's your weather, man.
I'm like, oh, my God. What the heck is going on here? I mean, what kind of apology can you go on for this?
I don't know, but I don't think you apologize. Honestly, I just think you just try to move forward. Because the more you talk about it, it's going to raise way more questions than you can answer.
So, let me see. You're saying that at no point should they apologize for putting up, this is your weather, my ninjas. They should just say, hey, it is what it is.
Well, I think what they were trying to do was, you know, a lot of times us ninjas are busy. And we have the TV on, but we're not paying attention. And so I'm doing stuff, and it was like, hey, here's your weather, my ninja's like, oh, shoot, the weather. It was just more of a heads up.
Now that I got your attention, there'll be a 75% chance of rain today. Make sure you take your raincoat with you and an umbrella. And if you have your galoshes, pull those out too. We'll see you in the next 8. Yo.
Well, what would have really been great is like, now that we got your attention, we'd love to talk to you about your car warranty.
God damn it. These telemarketers are getting good. Oh, my God. Hey, don't forget, we've got The Married at First Sight recaps coming up on Thursday. You know, it was shifting a little bit just to get them out on Thursday to make sure we get them out to you guys in a timely manner. And, of course, 90 Day Fiancé. It looks like we're getting down to the end of 90 Day Fiancé. So we're winding this season down. I know you're happy about this. And Sunday we'll be back with that recap as well. Hey, you shouldn't be celebrating this hard, man. What's going on?
Have you been watching this show? Like, I'm celebrating. I want my Sundays back. We're about to get into football season. I don't got time to be dealing with this.
Shout out again to Zippix for sponsoring today's episode. Make sure you check them out and use that code RGRT. Get 10% off. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Hey, make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.